Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, I know we don't really claim victories and do these things to win, but based on the fact that Barry just opened up with Gene Autry, I won.
Yeah, hopefully he finishes strong. I just kind of copied and pasted his list. Hopefully he finishes strong because he didn't start out strong, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's, oh boy.
Now, I know he's not here to defend himself.
Which is perfect.
But that's too bad. You
no
can
doubt,
trash
right?
on my
I'll
list
say,
if
you
I'm
feel
not
free.
Here.
I mean, you've been wanting to, you've been clamoring all day that you want to bust Barry. Well, go ahead.
When did I say that?
Did you say that, Jose?
In the production meeting, you were like dripping with the
What's your beef with Barry?
I have no beef with Barry, actually.
Don't you call him Lammy?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Does he appreciate that?
Said, yeah, he allows it because he's the commissioner, so he has to, and he allows it, so...
Because that strikes me as something like, shut up, don't say that. Don't call me Lammy. He strikes me as a guy that would tell you that, but maybe he doesn't mind it. I'm going to call him Lammy.
Yeah, I think he just doesn't care. Maybe if everyone started calling him that, he'd probably
you
be like, all right,
any,
stop.
Any topic at any time that Barry has just not cared about? I don't.
Maybe he doesn't want to let you know that it really annoys him because he knows if he does, then you won't, you know, you wouldn't let off the gas and then it would drive him crazy.
That's fair.
Yeah, I get that.
That sounds like Barry.
That's a good call. All right, let's get Derek in here. He's got an injury for you.
Injury story still coming in. What up, man?
Derek. Deal, Derek.
Derek.
Going once. Going twice.
He gone.
Thanks for playing, Derek. If you want to call back, we'll give you one more opportunity.
Injury
Otherwise,
stories, people. 713-780-3776. My brother punched a door and lost. He's got 2 screws and 2 fingers.
Yeah.
Fingers. Do you have any?
Fingers.
Fingers. Yeah, my bad. Fingers. Yeah. Whatever. If you have a crazy story, I tweeted out the picture of it. If you have a crazy injury story, call in or text it. I will read it on the air or we'll take your call.
Another dumb one.
Yeah, share it.
Wait, you with a dumb one? Come on.
So I was playing soccer at the park and I was trying to be funny after I scored the goal climbing a fence. And of course, my knee buckled and I sprained my knee.
Oh.
Yeah.
You sprained your knee.
Yeah.
Wow, that was meaningful, Jose.
Thank you. I was waiting for a punchline.
Yeah,
that just never happened.
That's the punchline.
He sprained his
MCL.
Knee.
Thank you
I thought
much.
I prefaced it by saying, if you play
basketball.
It was
basketball, the worst moment of my life, Nick.
Okay.
For what, 30 seconds? Because then the next worst moment pops up? Because you say that a lot.
No. I'm not that dramatic, am I?
You contemplated room. Are you still contemplating living with your friend Trey?
Yeah. Yeah, we're still discussing
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't that be the worst moment of your life as well?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me know how that discussion goes.
Jose Partida with the sprained knee.
Anthony wants to get in here. Nick, you've opened up a can of worms. Anthony now wants to get in here as well with an injury story. Anthony, what's up?
I don't think that's right.
What's going on?
Well, Anthony, yeah, he's got it.
Anthony, you there?
No, it's probably someone else. We got the name right. Who's running the lines? Who's screening
the
calls?
Why is this whole thing going to pot today?
Is it intern Trey?
Anthony, you there?
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead, man. You're on. Yep, go ahead.
All right, yeah. So in community theater, when I was in high school, I had a stage light fall from the ceiling and hit me on the head, give me a concussion.
Oh, well, how much money did you get out of that?
You should have.
Well, it was partially my fault, so none.
How is it partially your fault?
Story I got to tell for years.
How is it partially your fault?
Well, I was one of the people that set it up.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, that'll cost you.
But a concussion sounds serious. You came out okay?
Oh, I came out fine. I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good to hear. Thank you for the call, my friend. And happy holidays to you.
I'm not even sure if that was Anthony, but it was a call.
I'm not either, but I'm going to tell you the name that's up there now scares the hell out of me because that could be, especially with the way it's spelled, that could be someone related to me, and that would scare me
to
death.
Oh, is that your sister?
It is quite possible.
Are we going to welcome her to the program?
I don't know if it is my sister, but that's I only know one person that spells the name like that. Lynette.
Yes.
It is not my sister, thankfully. Lynette, welcome to the show.
No, I'm not your sister.
Yes, thank you, and welcome to the show.
So I was mountain biking with my boyfriend, and I had a really dumb fall. And basically what happened was I tore my ACL, my LCL, and my meniscus all in one fell swoop.
Oh, that's no bueno.
Now, how did this happen?
You what?
How did it happen exactly?
So I was going down a hill, and it was pretty steep, I guess, but there was a sharp left turn coming up, and I started to prepare myself for the turn, and I guess I just overcompensated, and my bike went one way, and my knee went the other. And it was, I guess, the only way that I've actually been able to properly describe it to people is whenever RG3 had his first big ACL tear. That's exactly what it looked like.
Mm, boy.
Yeah, but I had an awesome surgeon, and my knee is perfectly fine now.
How long were you on or off your feet if you had to be? Or it doesn't take too long to heal, right?
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. I was only on crutches for 3 days, and it was I had my surgery on a Friday, and then I was off of crutches that next Monday.
Are you an athlete? Are you an athlete, though? Are you, like, in shape? Are you always proactive or what?
I used to be, not so much anymore. Okay. I should probably change that, but...
Okay.
Well, you know, we are doing our Healthy 2018 Health Challenge, so if you want to get involved, we're taking male and female competitors.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great.
All right, well, we'll keep listening for details, but you can always call or text us or tweet us and sign up. Tell us your age and your height and your weight, and then we'll get you in a category with similar listeners, and we'll start working on a program.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thanks so much, guys.
You got it, Linda. Have a great holiday season. There you go.
You were really concerned that was your sister.
I was, because I don't want her calling. She listens. She's a loyal
listener. Yeah, I've seen her tweet.
Let's just keep it that way.
Okay.
Because Lord knows what she said is probably going to be dumb as hell, and also it could involve me, and I don't want that.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. By the way, those bike injuries, though, are no joke. I was doing one over there off of Buffalo Bayou, and my buddy and I were going like a 25-mile mountain bike ride, and a guy's coming at us, and he decides to get on his phone and start texting or whatever, does not ever look up. And I start yelling, hey, 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 dude just at the last minute turns, instead of turning away from me, turned right into me. I flew over the handlebars, and luckily I survived because I kind of knew it was coming and I could kind of brace myself.
Yourself? Yeah.
My whole bike screwed up.
Wow.
Thankfully, the dude knew he really screwed up, and he's like, tell me where you're taking the bike. Give me the phone number. I'll call, give him my credit card, and I'll pay for your bike damage. But, like, the rims were bent up and everything else, all because dude wanted to text while he was on a bike ride.
See, I didn't even know you can get – well, see, when you said those bike injuries are no joke, I was thinking, like, you know, those professional bikes, you know, like they get leg injuries or knee injuries.
Yeah.
No, you just got straight ran into.
No doubt. And the dude, like, he literally had – you know how you have the phone holder in your car?
Yeah.
Had it on his handlebars. So he was very, very focused on his phone while he was riding his bike.
Maybe he was playing Pokemon Go.
It's possible. But guess what? All he did was Pokemon my bike, and it didn't go after that.
I feel like that game has died out, thankfully, because people were running into telephone poles. I'm not going to name any names. But
did you do that, Jose?
No.
No, well, I thought it was you.
You're confusing me for somebody else.
That's well, when I saw do. The way he, if you ever saw Jose's parking ability.
Yeah. Nick, let it go. It happened one Saturday when no one was here.
I can't. It was like completely off. It was like there's two lanes and you can only see one of them.
You double parked, Jose?
It was Saturday. Yeah. No
you
one was really
like
here.
Double
yeah.
parking?
Yeah.
You didn't want to get a ding in your door or what was the problem?
No, I didn't want to get a ding in the door of my 99 Chevy Silverado.
Exactly.
It actually doesn't look like that bad of a truck, but yeah. You can't park it.
All right, hotshot. You got all these injuries coming in. You pick it.
Wow.
I just thought of another one when you were talking about bike injuries. I got a blister once from bike riding.
There we go.
Jose, that's
we went from the sprain
misfortunes
to the
club to the on blister. A Friday there night. Let's let With Nick Jose go Partido. To the phone board, please.
All right. Should we give Anthony another try?
Sure. One more time, Anthony. Okay.
Anthony.
Enough of Anthony. Next one.
Joey, welcome to the program.
How's it going, guys?
What's going on, man?
I was calling in about an injury. It happened a year ago. Somebody mentioned a finger injury earlier, but I was picking up a propane, 120-pound propane tank. I had my hand on top of the collar and then on the bottom also, and when I went to swing to turn towards my truck, my finger in between the tank and a metal beam got crushed and broke it pretty bad. They set it. And then they had to re-break it and then had to do surgery because it didn't grow right. A day before my birthday. It was awesome.
See, that's my worst fear ever. You know how Kirsten was anything regarding her teeth?
Yeah.
Mine's anything that shattered, any bone that gets shattered. I don't even want to hear the word shattered coming out of my doctor's mouth when he's describing my bones. Like, period. I just do not want to do that.
He said if I wasn't wearing gloves, that my finger probably would have still been on the pole.
We appreciate the phone call, man.
See, that's Jose's problem. His finger's always on the pole. All right, Derek, real quick, you want to get in here. What's up with your injury, man? Derek, you good?
So you guys were talking about a bike injury, and this one was about 6 years, 7 years ago, maybe more. But I used to race motocross, and so I hit a triple jump. Came down when I landed all wrong, tumbled with the bike, and I got up, went to the side, got off the track, and then I noticed there was blood on my pants. So took off my boot, rolled up my pants, and realized the foot peg of the dirt bike had went in my knee underneath my kneecap. And as I'm sitting there with a bent knee, I could see my entire kneecap.
Oh.
How'd that look to you?
Oh, man. Well, at first, you know, I was dusted off because, you know, I was like, okay, I'll be all right. But as soon as I seen the kneecap, you know, you get that
bottomless stomach feeling,
and I almost passed out. What made me pass out was when I got to the hospital, I did kind of fall asleep, and then I woke up, and I see the doctor with his finger inside the hole, looked like, trying to see how deep the wound was.
Oh.
And seeing his finger inside my knee moving around made me pass out.
Oh.
This portion of the program brought to you by Still Gaudy Injuries.
I feel like we should have a disclaimer for some of this. We appreciate the phone call, Derek, but that was up there. I mean, we're getting, now it's starting to be tough to tell which are the worst injuries because there's so many good ones now.
No question.
I mean, in a bad way.
You guys make it a competition. I just know there's some pretty gross injuries out there.
Yeah, mine probably topped the list, though, so I'll just stop sharing mine.
Yeah. Please stop sharing your injuries.
When you started mentioning blisters, we don't even want to know how you incurred those injuries, though we have a pretty good idea.
Corey, Zach, Jimmy, and Cody, we see you. Just stay on the line. We'll get you on the other side, man.
No doubt. All right, we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, Barry has the first song that's actually registered as decent.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is probably, I don't have the list in front of me, but the best list so far. No question.
No doubt about it. Before we go any further, too, I want to remind you folks that it is the holiday season, but if you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, especially for the automotive guru in your family, if it's wheels and tires or anything from lift kits to exhaust to Kevlar coating and any kind of performance issues that you want to add to your car or truck or SUV with, go see my friends at American Wheel and Tire. They're at 290 and 34th Street. You can see some of the great things they've done to vehicles in the Houston area by logging on to AmericanWheelandTire.com. Mike and Tammy Gust own the shop. They've been there for 15-plus years. They are a local family that wants to keep it local. They want to take care of you with all the issues that you have, whether it is wheels and tires and you want to sport them up, or you've got a flat tire or a damaged rim, and everybody at the big major stores are telling you that you need to replace one or if not both. They can probably repair both and save you a whole lot of money. They do honest business. They make sure you're comfortable while you wait, and they hope you come back again and again whenever you need anything for your car. It's American Wheel and Tire. AmericanWheelandTire.com or American Wheel and Tire. Go visit them at 290 and 34th Street.
713-780-3776. I dislocated my kneecap colliding in a softball intramural league, collided into the catcher, dislocated my kneecap, had to snap it back in place, and was on a bunch of pain pills the following day. So that's on the text line. Here's another one on the text line. I lived in Nigeria, played soccer barefoot, and as crazy as it sounds, I'm telling you, there's a lot of kids overseas in different
barefoot?
It's so common, not necessarily overseas, just in different countries around the world. He kicked a pointed rock. It completely broke his toe, ripped off his nail, sliced his whole foot. He was probably bleeding all over the place. My 11-year-old, here's the one from the 409. My 11-year-old tripped over a pipe while having a water balloon fight, ripped his leg open, 11 stitches, 12 staples. So the injuries continue to pile on the in the text line, 713-780-3776. And like I said, we
Boy, you opened up a can.
Golly. I didn't even tease it that much.
Man.
Eight lines. Is that eight lines? Let's start from the top, right? Corey, you're on the Usual Suspects. Welcome to the program.
Hey guys, how we doing?
Good man. How you doing?
All right. So I was in high school and we had some kind of family get together at my house, and my brother and I got told to clean the backyard. And as we were doing it, we found a rope, and we got the bright idea to pull each other around the neighborhood on our skateboards, you know, behind a car. And my brother was driving, and I went around a corner, and when I did, I hit some loose gravel, and the board slipped from under my feet, so I'm horizontal. And, you know, if you're getting pulled by a rope or something and you wipe out, your first instinct is, don't let go of this rope and I'll be okay. Well, I didn't let go, so I slid on the concrete for probably a good, you know, 20, 30 feet, ripped my face up, shoulder all the way down my side, my leg, my hand. The best part of this was I wasn't wearing a shirt because I'm an idiot, and ripped my nipple off.
No way. Literally?
Yeah.
It ripped your nipple off?
That
ripped my nipple off.
Top of the list, yeah. Right there. Corey, it's moved to the top of the list.
I mean, the one guy lost his manhood, though, but you're still right up there.
I'm telling you right now, if you could see Jose's face with these stories, the cringing look that he gives us every time someone just unveils the injury.
So you got the nipple reattached?
Yeah, I got it reattached, but now it's like it looks different, and whenever I get cold, it turns white.
Send Nick a picture at the producer Nick on Twitter.
What? It turns white when you get cold?
That's the producer Nick.
It's really weird to see.
Oh, my God.
He's got like a chameleonaire nipple.
Yikes. Corey, we appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend. Don't be a stranger, and happy holidays.
That was without a doubt the most bizarre story ever.
Dang.
He lost his nipple and he had to get it reattached.
Yeah, I heard it.
I like my nipple. I want to keep my nipple.
I guess that says breastfeeding's out of the question.
Steve, you're on the Usual Suspects. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. It was my little brother trying to climb up in a recliner with us, and he closed the recliner and cut his toe off.
Say that again. Cut his toe off?
Yeah.
Ugh.
He was about 1 to 2 years old. He tried to climb up into your lap and put his toe on the rail, and at that same time came down with the deal and toe gone.
I imagine you can't reattach that, right?
No, they did.
What?
They did. They broke the bone and everything, but they were able to get it. He's got like a smiley face, I don't know, scar all the way around his toe now.
We appreciate the phone call. I don't know why I asked that question, knowing I would cringe when you answered it. I don't know why I asked that, but whatever. Zach, you're on the Usual Suspects. Welcome to the program.
What's going on, guys?
What up, man?
What's up?
couple hard ones to follow there.
No doubt.
This didn't actually happen to me. It's a story I've been told since I was, you know, a little younger. But my uncle back in the days, you know, in the 70s and 80s, they used to wear them short shorts all the time. When he was on a boat dock trying to tie off his boat, and whenever he went to step on the pier, he slipped, and it ripped open his sack, and he had his family jewel hanging out, and they had to, like in his hand, so, you know, he had to hold it in and go and get that reattached.
Oh, he had to have the grape nut reattached?
Yeah, he had to get it, you know, he had to get it sewn back on and then sewed back in.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, it's getting worse and worse.
Damn it,
that's
Nick.
Up there, too.
Like, Nick, the top of the list is, like, going...
Believe me, Jose, blame Nick for this. This is his brainchild.
I was thinking, like, broken bones, shattered collarbones. I had an Aaron Rodgers-like type of injury. No, people are getting, you know, balls reattached. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, what the...
All right, let's move on, because we got so many of them. What does that say?
Bad Brad.
Bad Brad, welcome to the program.
Hello, Brad.
All right, we got to get to him. Going once, going twice. All right, he's gone. Oh, you, Mike, welcome to the program.
There's something definitely better about the show today. I can't really pinpoint it, but something's going better today.
All right, man.
I don't know if anyone's called in with this same story that may have been there, but as kids playing Little League Baseball, you always play in grab ass and all that, and the best way to get away from the big chunky kid is to either outrun him or do something he can't do. And one of my friends was cornered at one point, and he decided to jump off the back of the bleachers, which were about the height of a house roof, not really too high. But when he did, he straddled a 55-gallon drum that they had cut out for a garbage can. And this is the old oil can that's hitting the galvanized ones that'll fold up when you put weight on them. And he caught it right in the jewels. I don't think he lost anything, but y'all talking about these incidents, I've been thinking about him when he did that, and I've cringed just all day from thinking about it.
All right.
Thanks. Mike, thanks for keeping it professional, though. We appreciate that out of OU, Mike. He's turning a new leaf prior to the holidays.
I was worried there for a second. Patty, hopefully you do not have a family jewel story. Do you have just a disgusting injury, or what is your story?
Yeah, my name's Patrick, but I actually have two. I went to dunk basketball, and then when I was coming down, my hand got caught in the net, and the webbing in between my ring finger and my birdie finger ripped, and it split basically my hand in half.
See, that sounds like an appropriate injury.
What's that?
That sounds like a normal injury as compared to what we've been getting lately. But
now
go ahead.
Now, you know, Patrick,
well, the
Gerald
second
Green,
one is I was riding a...
You know Gerald Green of Houston, the high school?
I'm riding.
Patrick, Gerald Green from Houston that's played in the NBA forever, did the same thing on a metal net, got his finger caught, lost the top part of a digit. They said that he's not a ball handler in the NBA and was never a like ball handling guard because of the fact that he lost one of his fingers dunking on a net with a metal net, and he got his finger caught in there and ripped it off.
Mm. See, as awkward as that story sounded like, it actually sounds like it makes sense.
Oh, it's legitimate.
Because I've had
my
finger caught in the net too, so in basketball nets before. Jimmy, you're on The Usual Suspects. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Have something as harsh as the other guys, but it might not want you to eat probably a favorite food item, so here it goes, and it didn't happen to me. So growing up back in the early 90s, you know, back in the day when you had your mattresses, you had the cheap bed frame that was all metal. So back then I had a friend that came over, and she was pretty chunky, and we're 12 and all that stuff. And, you know, my sister's cat had kittens, and she was chasing the kittens around. Well, these kittens ran underneath the bed. And what does she do? She goes and chases after them, trying to get underneath the bed to get them. Well, her calf got caught on the end of the bed, the metal frame where it's exposed, usually where you have a plastic cap. Well, we were missing a plastic cap. And it sliced her calf open. And that's where she had the fattest part of fat on her. And when I saw it, she was screaming. I looked at her, and I'm like, why does it look like tater tots are in your legs?
Oh, see, man. All right.
We appreciate the phone call, Jimmy.
Do we? Do we really?
Well,
that's a good time to break because we're going to get to Eric Pincus from Basketball Insiders. He's going to talk about the Rockets and the hot start and what to expect from this team and the rest of the league the rest of the way as they've won 14 in a row. So we'll get to that. Also want to remind you of a couple of things with some house cleaning. We are still doing the weight loss challenge to start the new year as part of our resolutions to do more for our listeners. If you want to get in on a healthy program to try and lose some weight, compete with the listeners and have some fun in the process, Barry, Nick, and I are going to be running the whole thing and trying to make sure we do some fun events as well. But what we need you to do is call, text, or tweet to us. Give us your age, your height, your weight, what you're trying to do, and we'll put you in the appropriate category as we try to move forward in the new year with some positive vibes for you on that. Also, because it is the holiday season, if you guys are looking to do something for some of those that are less fortunate, Mattress Mack at the Gallery Furniture locations at Grand Parkway as well as I-45 is right now conducting toy drives to try and help the less fortunate. So all you have to do is stop by with an unwrapped toy to either one of the Gallery Furniture locations, and they'll be very grateful. They'll definitely accept it, and you'll be making a difference in somebody's life for the holiday season, some child that's a little less fortunate. So we appreciate that. Take a quick break. Eric Pincus next on The Usual Suspects. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Now I had the time of my life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we try to run the gamut for you today. Aside from gruesome injuries, which have fulfilled most of the spare time that we have on this show. Thanks, Nick. Way to go.
Bunch of gruesome injuries.
Thanks, Nick.
Well, I mean, I figured my brother's story could inspire others to tell theirs, and that's what happened. And one guy that can definitely tell you about injuries is Eric Pincus. You can find his work on basketballinsiders.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Eric Pincus. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So we're talking gruesome injuries. My brother punched a door and lost. He's got two screws and two different fingers. It looked pretty, I tweeted a picture out. It looks pretty nasty. But we wanted to know, in terms of what you've seen in person, I know you're out there on the West Coast and you see a lot of stuff out there in Los Angeles. What are maybe one gruesome injury that you can share with us?
Well, I mean, the worst is something that's always going to be etched in my mind is seeing Sean Livingston tear up his knee with the Clippers. I was there. I remember on his first media day when he was 18, just a kid, at Staples Center. It was actually at Staples Center's first media day, first chance to talk to him, just a really young guy. A few years later, just went up for a layup and just came down so horribly wrong, dislocated his knee, tore everything up, and I remember seeing the Clippers doctor pop the knee back in place. It was so brutal that I'll never forget that. I was there for Kobe when he tore his Achilles. I've seen a really fair share of pretty horrible injuries, and Kobe's was certainly devastating, but the actual, like, trauma, I mean, they were telling us basically with Sean Livingston, like, they were considering amputation. Like, that's how serious the injury was, and ultimately his nerves we're okay, and he's gone on to win championships with the Warriors. Every time I see him, I have nothing to say but positive things for his success after that traumatic event.
I was going to say, Eric, for all the years in the NBA, the ones that we referred to over and over again were the Sean Livingston leg injury, the Andrew Bogut arm and elbow injury. Those were
both
pretty nasty.
Yeah, it's unfortunate part of the game is that people get hurt, and sometimes really gruesomely so. Obviously, Paul George in that exhibition event, that was horrible. Losing Gordon Hayward just minutes into the season is so devastating for the Celtics, and they're still in first place in the East, but they could be that much better with Hayward. You just got to get out there and know that when you have an opportunity to play, that you can't take it for granted.
No question about it. Now, with that being said, we know you're on the West Coast, but we want the national perspective. Obviously, a lot of people here are jumping on the Rockets bandwagon and are believing this is a team that could take care of the Warriors, or at least compete with the Warriors and have a chance to win a championship. Your early thoughts on a team that's won 14 in a row and has a guy named Chris Paul that hasn't lost a game since he's been in the lineup?
Well, I've had the opportunity to cover Chris out of L.A. with the Clippers for his entire run, and I mean, he's the real deal. He's an incredible basketball player. He's not someone who has to score the ball. He can impact the game as a passer, as a defender, just as a leader. So when you bring him into the Rockets, who are already a pretty special team with James Harden, it adds to a dynamic that, I mean, so far it's pretty special, but I think where it matters most, if you go back to the playoffs, and I think it's pretty obvious when you look back at what happened, the last few possessions of key games with James Harden, he has the ball. The other team is sending their entire defense to stop him, and he's got no one to pass to, right? Well, now you've got Chris Paul in the mix, and so Chris can bring up the ball. They can throw a lot at Chris Paul, and they can throw a lot at James Harden, but that's hard to do. That's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to guard just James Harden and make sure that Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon don't get shots, whereas now you've got Chris Paul out there. I think this team has a real shot of competing against the Warriors. I think the Warriors are tired a bit from all these months and months and months of playing basketball, years now into late June. I'm not saying I would pick the Rockets in a series, but this is not a sweep, and this is a series that's going to be competitive, and I hope we get to see it. I hope we get to see it at full strength.
Now, we've been talking about it a lot, you know, being based down here in Houston. Chris Paul, James Harden, Joel's been emphasizing it a lot, but they still have to prove, the burden's kind of on the Rockets. James Harden has to prove that he won't choke in the playoffs, and some people say Chris Paul's kind of not proved in the playoffs as well. What do you say about Chris Paul in the playoffs? Do you think, A, could they be successful this time, and where would you grade Chris Paul in terms of postseason performance?
Well, half the time the Clippers were in the playoffs, they were hurt, right? One year they lost Blake and Chris. Another year they just lost Blake. One year Blake, he tripped over a ball or stepped on Lamar Odom's ankle or something like that. And there were so many injuries, so you take out half. Now you have at least two good runs, right? The first run, that was when they went against the Spurs. It was the first year. They weren't ready, so fine, throw that out. There were two key playoff mistakes that were made by the Clippers. One against the Rockets when they were up and James Harden was on the bench and all they had to do was close out that game and they fell apart. And some of that's on Chris. The other one is more directly on Chris against the Thunder, where all he had to do was just hold the ball, take the foul, and he throws a pass and they intercept it, et cetera, et cetera. Turnover and basically you can argue if you want that Chris Paul choked in the moment. He made a mistake. A key mistake. And when we talk about those injuries, you know, those opportunities are so rare that you may not ever get another shot. And really the Clippers haven't because of injuries. So here Chris Paul needs to prove, first of all, they need to be healthy. But in that moment, he needs to have learned from those mistakes. You can't take it for granted. You need to make the right basketball play and you can't choke. And I don't think he's going to choke. I think he's going to come through. I don't think that's who he is. I think those are the moments that happened. The loss to the Rockets, I don't think was on Chris. I think that was on the entire Clippers team. The one pass he made, that was on him against the Thunder. I think he's learned from it. I don't think he's going to have a problem. I don't think James Harden's going to have a problem. The problem maybe is if they run up against a better team in the Warriors, which may be the case. It may not be. But I don't think Chris Paul choking is going to be an issue.
So James Harden, in your mind, MVP of the regular season so far to this point?
You know, I thought so at first, and then I looked at it, and I did a straw poll for the Washington Post, and I had him second. And I actually had him second to Kyrie Irving, which sort of surprised me. But Kyrie and what he's doing over in Boston with that team is pretty special. But if you go by the West, I don't have anyone above James Harden in the West. And maybe it's because you got Chris Paul there. Maybe I'm knocking him down 2%, and that's why I have him second. But if he won MVP, I'd be very happy for him. It'd be very well deserved. Something that I think any of the last 2-3 years, you could have voted James Harden for MVP, and that would have been the right choice, whether he won it or not.
But pretty safe to say, even if he is a leading candidate for MVP again this season, the only way he exercises the demons of postseasons past, including last year, is to have a long playoff run with this team?
I mean, for James Harden,
yes.
We're getting to the point where he needs to win a title. Because you look at what he did with the Thunder, and he really struggled in the finals back when, and he's had his struggles individually. For Chris Paul, for James Harden, just making it to the finals is an absolute huge accomplishment, one that neither of them, Chris hasn't achieved, and Harden has achieved, but as a role player, an important role player with Thunder, to do it as the star, that would be huge. But going that far and not getting the win, those guys are going to leave that feeling miserable. They're going to feel like they didn't accomplish their goals. So ultimately, this is a team that wants to win a title. Mike D'Antoni's never been that far either. This is a really interesting opportunity. I don't know, like I said, if they're better than the Warriors, but I think they have a real shot. And if they can stay healthy and play the way that they play and click at the right time, then I think they have a shot at taking out the Warriors.
We're speaking with Eric Pincus here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN975.com. Eric, from what you've gathered from Chris Paul in the time that you've covered him and knowing his personality, does him re-signing with the Rockets depend on how much success exists in this season, or do you just see him believing in the system and just signing regardless if they win a championship or not?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some sort of tacit agreement that when the deal was made for him to be traded and to opt in to his contract and to be traded over to the Rockets, that they would compensate him with as much as they possibly could, the max contract, like a 5-year deal. I wouldn't be shocked. Obviously, something like that's not technically legal. You can't make promises. But I wouldn't be shocked if that's there. I mean, Chris is very much a businessman. He represented the players' union in all the negotiation as the president. He's not someone he's not a pushover. You know, he's very tough and he's very serious and conscious of the business aspect, and I respect him for that. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Rockets are rolling out a lot of money and that they're paying him until he's deep into his 30s already. He's already there, but even further into his 30s. And I hope it works out for all of them because this is, the Rockets have done something pretty special here, and I really love the combination of Harden and CP3.
Real quick, we only got about a minute, but I kind of want to go back. It's kind of random, and I want to go back to the Lakers. But Lonzo Ball, you know, I'm starting to watch him a little bit more. I feel like he can be a decent player. I feel like a lot of the hate is coming from his father, or a lot of the reason why he's getting some hate is because of his father. But is a part of the reason that they're not, like, his teammates are not endorsing him as the point guard? Do you feel like it's a confidence issue with Lonzo Ball at all? But more importantly, him being endorsed as the point guard, I mean, is that kind of a consensus? Is that an agreement with the Lakers squad? Do they endorse him as the main point guard?
From talking to the players, I mean, they love playing with Lonzo. I mean, believe me, the guys who have been around long enough to have played with D'Angelo Russell, he wasn't as well liked as Lonzo. Lonzo's got a great personality. For the media, we don't get to see all of the personality, right? He's very stoic and doesn't say a lot. But I've seen him behind the scenes. All his teammates gravitate towards him. They love just hanging out with him. He's a fun guy to be around. They like his father in person. His father says a lot of funny things, but when you get to talk to him, he's relatable and he's a fun guy. I think Lonzo is very young, and everybody would like to see him be more aggressive to find a shot and to hit some of those shots. But they love the fact that he moves the ball. I mean, that the ball, it whips around and everybody gets to touch it. He has no ego about being the one to score. If anything, he needs more ego. So he's a good leader to have on your floor. I think the Lakers are really happy with him. But to pretend that he's not a 20-year-old kid and is still just learning how to play and is coming in without some fundamentals that he's needing to make up, which is not uncommon for a young guy, I think he's doing quite well. If you look at what he's done the last, I don't know, 5-6 games, he's shooting the ball really well finally. but it's as they say, it's a process. It takes a while. And really, I think the test will be, what is Lonzo Ball next season? How much does he grow over the course of this year, over the off season, when he's able to work on his shot, work on his body, and has that year of experience? I think the Lakers have a potential foundational piece, but you're going to need some really good scorers alongside him, because Lonzo, I don't think, even if he reaches his potential, is ever going to be a guy who's giving you 20 points a game.
Good stuff, Eric. We really appreciate it. If you want to follow Eric, at Eric Pincus, he's a great follow for Capology. You can also follow at B-Ball Insiders and at NBA TV, where he is making appearances all over the place. He covers the NBA. He covers the West Coast. And we look forward to having you on in the new year. Happy holidays, my friend, to you and the family, and we look forward to catching up.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, happy holidays. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There you have it, Eric Pincus. Good stuff on the NBA, your Rockets, and Chris Paul. We'll take a break. We'll come back with one final segment before we turn over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, as it has been a good show, great content, good dialogue, and a whole lot of gruesome injuries, thanks to my man Nick, who's filling in for Barry. Thanks to Jose, filling in for Nick. Hope Nick comes back soon and he's okay. In the meantime, too, want to shout out to my people at Infuse Energy. I want to make sure that everybody knows that if you're looking for a new energy provider and an energy provider that can really knock lots of money off your monthly energy bills like they did for me, you got to check out Josh Pesikoff and his staff at Infuse Energy. You can check them out at infuseenergy.com, or you can call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit. But more importantly than that, you don't get an automated system. You get a human being. The minute you call them, they're going to start asking questions. They're going to try and find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, what you're looking for in a program, whether it be for business or your home use. And they're going to try and be your honest friends that can give you straightforward answers. That means that, hey, some of the time they're going to tell you, we can't beat the competition and you got a better deal. But if they can beat the deal, they will beat the deal, because they want to have your back and they want you to be with them for a long period of time. Check them out. It's infuseenergy.com or call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Tell them Joel Blank sent you. With that being said, in our final segment, Nicholas, interesting things. Now, Clint Capella is not going to play tonight for the Rockets. He's going to continue to nurse that heel injury. That's concerning to me.
Yeah.
Simply because of the fact he is your one big that gets up and down the floor. And when you talk about the guys we've talked about with Randall, with Kuzma, with Nance Jr., with the guys the Lakers are going to throw at you, Nene is not that guy. He's not a track star.
Right. You tend to, every time I hear you say, you know, getting a big man, you know, it's hard for me to disagree with you, because you know,
I know you want to,
because you don't want to, you know, you feel like where they're deep is where all the 3-point shooters are at. That's where they're deep. I mean, Luke is definitely missed because he brings a defensive presence, but he's a 3-ball shooter and he's missed. However, there's a bunch of 3-point shooters that can play defense on this team. When it comes down to big men, it's a bit thin. And it's not to say that, I've said it on here, like, Nene is like my favorite player on that team. No question. I love the way he plays. I wish he was 5 or 6 years younger. I wish it was the Nene of the Nuggets, you know, when he was in the prime of his career. Right. We're not getting that Nene, and that's fine. But, yeah, I mean, when you have someone out like Clint, what the other problem with it, Joel, is that you put PJ Tucker at the five, and as much as he wants to embrace that challenge, it's got to wear on him, right? I mean, he can't just sit there and defend guys 5, 6, 7, 8 inches taller than
him. That's the biggest problem.
Entire season.
You know, it was one thing when late in the game the other night you saw him trying to pound on a Boogie Cousins or pound on a guy that's not going to be real athletic, but they're going to be down on the low post, and that's grueling. But when you talk about the Lakers bigs, when you talk about guys that are not only strong, but they're athletic and they can jump out of the gym and they can sprint up and down the floor, and you're also going to be shorthanded because you got no Luke Mbamute, you don't know how much you're going to get out of Nene. So for the fact of the matter is that Tucker's going to be gassed. That means one less guy in your rotation that's going to be effective offensively and otherwise, because you're going to be draining him. So now you're going to have to expect more out of the guys that you're already demanding so much of being those guys. Ryan Anderson's going to have to give you more than 0 points, and he's going to have to give you some rebounds and some defense, at least attempted, down in the low post.
Yeah, and you see him putting the effort doing so, because I guess I'm the one usual suspect that probably hates on Ryan Anderson the most, but I think he's improving a little bit. His shot has definitely improved. So I'm okay with it, just to test it out, at least for now, but I wouldn't be too comfortable with Clint being out too long. Hey, real quick, because I don't want to forget, and I keep forgetting this every day.
Yeah.
If you want to go out on vacation, there's a really good online travel agency that you should try. AffordableTours.com. Mm-hmm. They offer fully guided tours, all-inclusive ocean cruises, and luxury European river cruises. They have the lowest prices and the biggest discounts that they can pass along to you. And they are a award-winning service with an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau for over 16 years. So affordabletours.com, if you are interested in going on a nice vacation, all-inclusive ocean cruises, European river cruises, and fully guided tours, check out affordabletours.com.
There you go. All right, Matt, it's been a pleasure. Nicholas and Jose, thank you as well. As we continue to roll on, we'll take it through the rest of the week.
Yep.
The big Knicks Christmas party is going to be Friday, so if you guys want to come out and join us in person, we will be at Knicks. I know John and Lance will start the day out at Klein's Fine Jewelry, then they'll swing over to Knicks, but it should be all hands on deck from a on-air standpoint. We should all be there hanging out, having fun. You should join us. And then, of course, next week, Barry's still out, and we'll make sure that we give you the schedule there. But for now, we're going to say thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for your ride home where the Blitz will take you. Fred, AJ, Jong are next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.